So at 4 o'clock today, the Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, is briefing the media following the President's announcements of continued support measures for South Africa amid the ongoing COVID-19 impact and the lockdown. And in the President's address on Sunday night, he announced a number of interventions for businesses that are struggling at the moment, such as easing the cash flow of businesses by deferring a short period the payment of PAYE taxes, also expanding the employment tax incentives. So we know that amid the realities of COVID-19, more businesses are looking for cost efficiencies. And this is fueling a trend from standalone retirement funds to umbrella retirement funds. And if you don't know what an umbrella retirement fund is, unlike standalone retirement funds, which only cater for the employees of a specific company, umbrella funds are multi-employer retirement funds. So let's speak now to Nashlyn Portrag, who is the head of the funds at work at Momentum Corporate. Nashlyn, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time on the Midday Report today. This trend from standalone to umbrella funds, it was established well before the pandemic, but COVID-19 certainly accelerating that migration.
Afternoon, Mandy, and afternoon to the listeners. You're right. I mean, if we look at for some years now, even before COVID-19, the number of those private standalone funds, you know, has steadily been declining, giving way to an ever-increasing selection of umbrella funds. And one of the biggest contributors even before COVID-19 was really searching for those cost efficiencies. Now, I mean, in the middle of a pandemic, this impact has really gained momentum. You know, to unpack this impact, it's quite important for us to have conversations. And we're looking at the conversations we've had with our various business leaders and financial advisors. You know, what's really come to the forefront is it's highlighted that very severe impact the pandemic has had. You know, almost all businesses that we spoke to had to revise their business and operational strategies due to the pandemic. And at least a third of them even experienced major disruption and potential retrenchments. Then I think, you know, Mandy, if we start to look at the national stats, you know, we have record high unemployment of just over 32% recorded earlier this year, liquidations increasing by just under 20% in the first quarter of 2021 compared to the same period last year. And if we look at this environment, it's a very challenging environment. So businesses continue to search for cost efficiencies and naturally, you know, they set their sights towards sort of commercial umbrella funds. When we think about these cost efficiencies, you know, the lower cost is not only for the employer and businesses, but also it means more money is channeled to members' retirement savings. Now, if you think about retirement savings in the South African context, it's probably the only savings that many people have. So it's so important for us to look towards ways in which we can enhance that. Also, Mandy, I think when we look at some of the cost efficiencies, you know, people think that the cost efficiencies may be small, but what's really important is over time, there's really this compounding impact, you know, of all the savings that are there. But Mandy, you know, it's not just cost reduction that is the advantage for funds looking towards a commercial umbrella fund. You know, in the current environment, businesses are looking, you know, to focus more on their core business operations, and moving to an umbrella fund, you know, frees up this time. And also, Mandy, when it comes to the standalone or private funds, there's a lot of onerous regulatory requirements, lots of fiduciary duties, you know, of managing this. You know, as the regulatory pressure continues to increase, governance standards rise, time commitment and risk increases for both businesses and trustees. And, you know, umbrella funds have the ability and expertise to tick all of these regulatory and governance boxes. So it's so important when looking at this move that it's a number of these factors that are contributing. But most definitely, as you mentioned, you know, that search for cost efficiencies.
Although there are some who say that umbrella funds are inflexible, that they take away employers' ability to tailor benefits around their specific needs. So would you disagree with that, I imagine?
Yeah, no, that's a good one, Mandy. I think there are some employees that are hesitant to make that shift, you know, from the existing standalone to an umbrella fund. And I think what's really driving this is misconceptions that umbrella funds are inflexible, you know, and unable to adapt to their unique environments. And I think this is definitely a misconception. I mean, if I look at our experience with the Funds at Work umbrella fund, you know, what it does highlight is how flexible funds can be. And as well, you know, how the value proposition of these funds can be designed and tailored to meet employees' needs that are changing over time. I mean, if I look at, again, our value proposition, one of the things that we have is a very human-first approach. So how do we look at, you know, employers in these challenging times, employees, and how do we almost give them those efficiencies to enhance those retirement outcomes? I think the benefit of an umbrella fund is also those economies of scale that are generated. You know, you mentioned it. In an umbrella fund, we have a number of participating employers that come together, and that actually means we have a lot more capacity, you know, a lot more time and resources to invest in tailoring our value proposition that meets the needs of employees. If I look at some examples, you know, that we have even at Funds at Work, I mean, the digital benefit statements that we recently launched, you know, I think COVID-19 has also accelerated that move towards digital. So people want to engage on these digital platforms. At the same time, I think, you know, having the ability to have retirement benefit counseling and sort of financial coaching. So although you have the digital, it's also paired with that human connection and those discussions that are there. I think another thing, Mandy, is also when we look at the umbrella fund and that core structure, a lot of people think that, you know, the benefits are very standard and, you know, are not flexible. But this is another misconception. I mean, definitely a degree of flexibility at member level where, you know, an employer makes a decision, but members also have the ability to look within those solutions and see what they can do in terms of their very unique needs. I think...
Sorry to cut you off there, Neshalin. Thank you so much for your time today. A really interesting discussion there. Neshalin Portrag from Momentum Corporate speaking to us there about umbrella funds and the fact that businesses are looking for cost efficiencies. In fact, at the start of that interview, I said that the Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni, will be briefing the media about all of these support measures announced by the President on Sunday night this afternoon. And in the few minutes that I was speaking in that interview to Neshalin, we got an alert saying that that press conference is now moved to tomorrow. So the finance minister will be speaking tomorrow.